bring Joe Fisher in, and always interesting to hear old Joe, old Father Ryan football players. You grew up, you went to Antioch High School, but when you hear Boots Donnelly talk about the most influential people in his life, Lewis Catinani, his predecessor at Ryan, tops the list.
No question about it. I remember when I went to Antioch High School back in the late 70s, we had a pretty good football team. We were a bowl team every year, and not as many teams back then could qualify for the state tournament, for state playoffs. But Father Ryan had Mike Wright at quarterback. I remember he was a senior my sophomore year, and they were tremendous. I think they beat us by 40 that particular
Mike
year.
Mike, who is now a grandfather.
Yep. It's amazing. And they, of course, they played a lot of games at Vanderbilt at that time and did for a long time. So it's great to see them coming full circle now and finally having a place of their own.
Joe, we were taken to task by not talking enough about Vanderbilt's recruiting in football. And I understand that you can't really talk specifically about players
who are hypotheticals, Joe.
But Joe, just really from just from a broader sense, how good an off season is this, or how good a period has this been for Vanderbilt football in terms of getting those early commitments?
Well, speaking hypothetically, I think it's been outstanding. I don't think there's any question that they were already on the minds of some of these relatively highly rated players even before last season came to an end. And then when you go to the bowl game and you have the bowl victory and you get the recognition and you see that kind of thing, it even opens the door even more. I think they have made amazing steps now in their recruiting process. Well, now, you remember for years it used to be that time between December and February, mid-February, you were hammering to try to get your class complete, to get all your recruits. Well, now, the way things are going nowadays, you're using that December through February to try to solidify the class you've got and start recruiting for the year after. And it's kind of the way that's worked out now. This is going to be, if everything holds and everything, comes into play, they're putting together another outstanding class for the next year. They're addressing needs. You're seeing commitments at positions we haven't seen them before, quarterbacks, things like that. So it's going to be, I think, their best class. They just continue to get better every year.
Joe, a basketball question before we let you go. You heard SEC coaches a couple days ago kind of putting up a united front saying, hey, our conference isn't so bad. We got a lot of star power coming back, some star power added to the league in terms of coaching, and we're going to be okay.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it, but I do think that the league was kind of teetering there depending on all these guys deciding to come back. And then when there was this rash of returnees, Patterson and Vernado, Downey, Tyler Smith, all these guys coming back, it sort of solidified the league and a new talent coming in, last year's young talent getting a year older. I don't think there's any question the league will be better. But I'm not surprised by the so-called, as you put it, united front, because these guys got taken to task pretty good as a group, not individually, but as a group down in Destin in the meetings. The commissioner said, look, we've got to get back to where we were in the stature of the national prominence scene. We've got to get more teams in the tournament. We've got to play bigger marquee games. We've got to improve our schedule. We've got to do all those things. And so I'm not surprised that all these guys are sort of pulling the wagon the same way right now. That'll last until about November.
Right.
And then it'll all change.
Joe, thanks as always. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.